You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
You just have to tell us how many jelly beans are in this jar and you can vote. Just read this complicated passage and you can totally vote. Now, of course, we're going to make sure your schools are awful and you're barely even taught to read, let alone anything like this passage. But no one's keeping you from voting. The more Dixiecrats, interpositionists, and nullificationists change, the more they stay the same.
So says Joy Reid of MSNBC. This is January the 18th, 2022. And if you want, we are live on our YouTube channel, Larry Connors USA, YouTube channel. Larry Connors USA, YouTube channel. We're going to get into that statement by Joy Reid a lot more later, because she is trying to tell you that we still have Republicans who don't really want black people to vote. And they're doing everything they can to keep them from voting. She has no facts, so the best thing for her to do is go back to the things of the past that did exist, as they like to always proclaim, Jim Crow days, which were bad. And she's right that in some cases, those coming in to vote had to actually be able to count how many jelly beans you think are in this jar. Can you write your name? Can you read this sentence and tell me what it means? And, of course, you blamed a lot of that on just poor education. They weren't getting it. They're not getting good education now, black, white, yellow, red, whatever, because of so many different factors, partly lockdowns, monitoring instead of going to actual schools, labor unions that are doing their best to keep teachers in line doing what they tell them to do, when the teachers actually said, I just joined this profession because I want to teach. I think all of us have had a teacher somewhere along the line that really impacted our lives, right? Well, we're going to get into that in more detail. And then, of course, the fact that the Democrats want to call the GOP hypocrites. How many times do you think you can do that and get away with it without us all seeing the emperor has no clothes? That is such a naked lie, it just stands out. But this is going to be pretty good, because they also referred back to the event the other day with President Trump, former President Trump, at that Arizona rally. And I made note of it to you then. At that rally, behind him stood several people, black men and women, wearing white T-shirts, words on it, blacks for Trump. Oh, my God, I knew it was going to come. I could have written the script myself. Al Sharpton stepped up immediately. He, along with former Missouri Senator Claire McCaskill, declaring, well, what a staged event. What a prop. There's no way they were purposely placed there. I don't deny that probably happened. Do you? But let me also remind you that when Biden went to Georgia to discuss that we need to have new rules that will protect American votes, in other words, allow more cheating in his way, many of the black voting groups pushing for changes that they want did not show up for Joe Biden. And in fact, the president of one of the groups said, we're not going to be his props. So on one hand, where Trump is being accused, you got props behind you, and the black voting group said Biden's trying to use us as props. We're going to get into a lot of that. We're going to get into new Virginia Governor Youngkin telling his parents, you do have a right to say what you want to say about your children's schooling, and we're going to help protect it. And we're going to get into the Ashley Babbitt story, the woman shot to death at the Capitol. There are a lot of new pieces of information I did not know. It's changed my mind a bit. Let's see if it changes yours. And also, don't say my name. Don't say my name. That's reference to the madam convicted who served with Epstein and taking young women to be used as sex objects on his island and elsewhere. And she has a list of names she's no longer interested in protecting. Lock and load. Ready. On the right.
You can email Larry at LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com. LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com.
If you have mold in your home, your family can get very sick. You need to call Wellington Environmental. Realtors, even hospitals and doctors call Wellington to solve mold issues. A Belleville homeowner discovered mold. Good thing he called Wellington. The mold is gone. And Wellington's new chemical process saved him $3,500. A university was facing some major mold issues. They called Wellington. Issue solved. The university saved $40,000. Wellington also helps research and test new products to deal with mold. Call 314-644-4930. 644-4930. A-rated by the BBB, Missouri and Illinois. Say you heard about Wellington on Larry Connors USA. Save $100 on any mold treatment or $50 on mold sampling. 644-4930. Be well with Wellington Environmental.
I want to thank my friends at John Bill Roofing for sponsoring this segment of Larry Connors USA. John Bill Roofing, covering homes, businesses throughout the Midwest with the best quality, lowest price. John Bill Roofing. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Oh, God, it was a nightmare. Lord, it was so true. They told me don't go walking slow. The devil's on the loose. Better run through the jungle. Better run through the jungle. Better
is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
My financial disclosures are public knowledge and have been so. You are getting amazingly wrong information.
So I cannot find them. Our office cannot find them. Where would they be if they're public knowledge? Where?
It is totally accessible to you if you want it.
For the public. Is it accessible to the public?
To the public.
Great. We look forward to reviewing.
You are totally incorrect.
You are totally incorrect. There's Dr. Fake the other day appearing in front of a congressional committee again. And he was being asked about the money he's been making and how he's making it. The question being, for many, how much money are you making off of these prescription companies? How much money are you putting aside? Is there some kind of under-the-table payment going on? Legitimate questions. He already makes more money than the president. We're going to get into that in more detail in a moment. But Dr. Fake the other day got incensed as Senator Marshall asked repeatedly, where do you find it? I can get it anywhere. Look it up. Now, maybe if you said you could Google it, we could all have done it right away. No, you had to go through very special efforts to get his salary, much less any other money he makes, and his rest of his income through the NIH, the National Institutes of Health. Might be easier to get it from the IRS when you get down to it. But the bottom line is his intent was, I'm not hiding anything. I'm not making any money off of all this suffering going on. I'm not really ready to say that he is, but at the same time, I would like some solid answers there. when Senator Marshall had to stop raising the question because the floor, the chair of the event said, that's enough, he's answered it, that's it, that's all you're going to get. Off camera, barely, it's hard for me to play on the air for you to hear, you wouldn't hear it anyway, but basically you hear Fauci say something like, what a moron. Jesus Christ. I mean, he was incensed. Well, that's just too bad. That's just too bad because we got a lot of people in this nation incensed at the way this whole thing has gone down. We get different information from Fauci every time we turn around. Whatever seems to fit the category at that moment. And in fact, for that point, let me move away from Fauci for just a moment. The CDC director, Rochelle Walensky, promising in an interview with the Wall Street Journal, we're going to try to do better. She said the CDC should have been more forthcoming with the public, that would be you, about the rules and regulations subject to change depending on the evolution of the virus and the data collected. Her statement, I think what I have not conveyed is the uncertainty in a lot of these situations. No kidding. You've not actually conveyed that to us, have you? What you do is suddenly come down with a new mandate out of what brought that on? The Wall Street Journal says that Walensky now has been lately undergoing extensive media prep. It's interesting, they don't mention that Dr. Fauci is undergoing any of that, but the head of the CDC has been, and she's been coached by a media consultant ahead of several public briefings she plans to hold in the coming future. It was just the other day, from the White House podium, during the press conference room at the White House, Jen Psaki admitted, President Biden has not been the best and most effective communicator on this issue. May I add something? He hasn't been the most effective communicator on any issue. I'm looking at also some additional remarks that Walensky said the new guidelines are based on, quote, more than 100 papers about the risk presented by variants, including Alpha and Delta, drawing on research conducted before Omicron spread across the world. We felt we needed to take the action before we had Omicron-specific data. What she does not say in the Wall Street Journal, from what I have here in front of me, is that they did help stop any alternative medicine possibilities. That they were saying, don't go there, don't use that, rely on us, we are your source. Another infectious disease specialist, epidemiologist at the New York School of Medicine, Bellevue Hospital, told NPR the new guidelines were, quote, an example of scarcity determining policy. Now, what's that mean? Well, if we don't have enough masks, then we'll change our policy. That really doesn't seem to be good science. Just because you don't have enough of something, you're going to say, well, we don't really need it? Is that what you're trying to say? I don't think you're doing a good job communicating, because I don't understand. Now, on Monday, just yesterday, Congresswoman Ro Khanna, Democrat, California, told Fox News that CDC should replace Walensky with, quote, someone who is compassionate, who is consistent, and where the messaging is clear. Adding, we need someone who's going to really help make sure while we're testing for everyone that we have masks for everyone, that we're getting that done. I would echo the same remarks about Dr. Fauci. which brings us back to him. Incensed the other day that you would dare question me, and when you question me, you're questioning all of science. I represent science. I am God of science. That's what he would claim. And if so, God should get paid a lot of money, don't you think? But then again, should God really be concerned about money? Dr. Fake is. And I don't care what he's making now. I'm going to add this remark now, and I may say it again later. I've said it before. When all this is over, whenever it's decided he's no longer going to be in the government, no longer going to be the medical spokesman, then he's going to walk right into a suite at CNN headquarters or somewhere like that and be paid mucho, mucho dinero, much more than he has now, as a, quote, consultant. What's worse, they'll be labeling him an expert consultant. All right, so let's go back to Senator Marshall, because he was appearing on the Sean Hannity program last night and talking about the fact that, you know, when you start trying to ask questions of Dr. Fake and trying to come up with some answers, it just gets really vague, despite supposedly you would expect dollars and cents are simple facts. Here we go.
Based upon Dr. Fauci's defensive posture and just visibly shaking during that, this weekend we were able to prove that Dr. Fauci was wrong, that he lied to Congress, he lied to the American people about the public accessibility of his finances, but now we know why. Dr. Fauci and his spouse made almost $2 million during 2020.
Do you hear that? How much money they made during 2020? How did you do in 2020 with all the lockdowns, the restrictions, and you can't go to work? And then, well, we'll send you some money, so sit there at your house. And some folks probably made out better than what they had been doing. But for many, it was not going to be enough. And they knew when it's over, then what do we do? All right, let's go back to Senator Marshall for more details of this money Dr. Fake and his spouse were making.
Dr. Fauci and his spouse made almost $2 million during 2020. So during 2020, you recall, if you were a bartender or a barber, you couldn't make a living, but Dr. Fauci managed to squeak together almost $2 million. And as you know, and you alluded to earlier in your show, a significant amount of these investments are investments in China and Hong Kong. So we're over the target, we're drilling down, and you bought up another great issue on Dr. Fauci funding viral gain of function, and hope to get to talk with you about that someday as well.
Did he or did he not have investments in China, Senator?
Yes, he did. He had significant investments in China through one of his mutual funds.
Significant investments in China. Are you surprised? I wouldn't be. That doesn't necessarily mean there's anything wrong. I want to stress that. I mean, you can have, especially if it's a mutual fund and it's in biotech engineering or something of that nature. I mean, the fund managers kind of spread it all out and getting pieces of this pie and that pie and kind of put it all together, and hopefully it comes up on the plus side. But the issue with Dr. Fake is not just what he's getting in personally, but what he's getting in maybe to the side door. And am I saying that he's lying and cheating and stealing? Well, I'm not saying he's stealing. Not exactly. Not yet. But lying? Well, let's go back to this Sean Hannity program last night. As Sean Hannity was talking to Senator Roger Marshall, Republican of Kansas.
Did he or did he not lie to Rand Paul and a Senate committee under oath, punishable up to 5 years in jail, on the issue of gain-of-function research? Did he have knowledge of that? And did, in fact, NIH money go to the Eco Alliance that, in fact, funded that?
You know, absolutely, and he lied again when I asked him about gain of function. Dr. Fauci is the cash cow and the head cheerleader for viral gain of function going back to at least 2014 when President Obama's administration put a moratorium on it. Dr. Fauci continued to fund viral gain of function in North Carolina with Dr. Xi to build a protein spike that took a SARS virus and allowed it to stick to human lung cells like glue. And then in 2018 and 2019, continued to fund the Wuhan lab via the Eco Health System to develop the D-furon cleavage site, which allows that virus to dump its guts into the cell. So yes, yes, and yes.
Yes, yes, and yes. By the way, the GOP Doctors Caucus sent a letter to the White House chief medical advisor demanding that demanding he apologize for calling Senator Roger Marshall a moron, saying he forfeited his credibility as a public health expert. I'm reminding you, we are broadcasting live on Larry Connors USA YouTube channel. Larry Connors USA YouTube channel. I see a question coming in. Someone wanted to know something about our view on, where was it? Oh, here it is. Reference Ukraine. Well, we're going to have more on Ukraine on another day, but I got something else coming up, and this involves parents inside the classroom.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
I have a new sponsor, just in time, that could save you a lot of trouble, maybe pain. K-Guard leaf-free gutter system. Leaves get in your gutter, rain comes, ice, you have a major costly issue. Contact my new sponsor for a free estimate. K-Guard Midwest, locally owned, so you're supporting your neighbors and this program. KGuardMidwest.com. KGuardMidwest.com.
I was visiting my 75-year-old aunt the other day when her phone rang.
Hello? It's you again.
She seemed nervous. Uh-huh.
Well, I don't think I need any more life insurance.
The caller was doing a great job keeping my aunt on the line.
Okay, so you need my credit card number?
My aunt went to get her purse, so I decided that I would ask a few questions. Well, as soon as I introduced myself, the caller hung up.
Abrupt the Crime Dog here. Recognizing the signs of fraud can be difficult for older people. Often they're very trusting and consider it impolite to hang up. The National Crime Prevention Council wants to educate seniors so that these scams can be reported to local law enforcement agencies.
Financial fraud can include identity theft, fake check and wire transfer scams, investment and credit card fraud, and online charitable solicitations. Unfortunately, only 1 in 5 of these crimes are reported. To learn more, go to www.ncpc.org. That's ncpc.org. This message brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council and the U.S. Department of Justice.
Come on, you watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-649-8617, 800-649-8617, 800-649-8617. That's 800-649-8617.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real health insurance for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable health insurance for you and your family immediately, starting at just $6 a day. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. That's right, for about $6 a day, you can have guaranteed health insurance. And there's dental, vision, and prescription coverage too. You owe it to yourself and your family to make this free call right now and learn more. There are no deductibles, no waiting period, no contracts, and coverage is guaranteed. Call National Health right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at just $6 a day. Call now.
800-989-6121. 800-989-6121. 800-989-6121. That's 800-989-6121. Paid for by GoHealth.
KXEN, St. Louis.
Hi, I'm Kelsey Grammer. Wounded Warrior Project supports injured veterans by connecting them with fellow warriors, by serving them through mental health and wellness programs, and by empowering them to live on their own terms. No one should face a battle alone. Join us at WoundedWarriorProject.org.
You can text Larry right now at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
And they say you don't tug on Superman's cape. You don't spit into the wind. You don't pull a mask off that old Lone Ranger. And you don't mess around with Jim. I don't do that.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
My message to parents is this. You have a fundamental right enshrined in law by this General Assembly to make decisions with regard to your child's upbringing, education, and care. And we will protect and reassert that right.
There you have it, Governor Glenn Youngkin speaking out to a joint assembly of Congress, the newly elected Republican governor in Virginia. And when the applause started, the Democrats in the audience just sat on their hands. You can't applaud the fact that you believe, as the governor said, that parents have the fundamental right to make decisions with regard to their child's upbringing, education, and care. That shouldn't even be a political question. And yet, they sat there, not applauding, didn't like it. You know why? Because they want to push CRT back into the Virginia school system and other states. Critical race theory, based on the premise that the nation itself is systemically racist, founded for that purpose, and it would continue if not for 1619 Project by the New York Times, which was so full of mistakes that numerous history professors said it should be condemned as a piece of fiction. And, of course, when it comes to wearing masks in school, what their kids will have to do to stay in school. Speaking of masks, the word coming out now, I've got it here in front of me, that some Virginia school systems say they will defy Governor Glenn Youngkin's recent executive order. Kids do not have to follow the school system's mask requirement. Now, we're speaking about COVID again. There's a new survey out, Rasmussen Report. A majority of Americans would agree with the U.S. government taking, more drastic coronavirus measures. Really? Yes, more drastic, such as confining unvaccinated Americans to their homes at all times, except in emergencies. You would come down the side of that. Majority of this, according to Rasmussen, say yes. Now, you'd do it based on partisanship. This is a survey of something like 1,000 likely voters. Well, you clearly find that 59% of Democrats were favoring that. And then you have a plurality of Americans who believe Joe Biden has already gone too far trying to get Americans vaccinated against COVID. They say he just has refused everything else. He's just gone too far, a plurality. Now, plurality technically means not enough to be a majority. And if it were an election-type race event, well, you might have three candidates. One might have the plurality. They have the most votes, but they don't have a majority of the votes to overcome the other two. But in this case, and this survey taken on the heels of the Supreme Court 6-3 blow against Biden's Occupational Safety and Health Administration rules, the plurality said Joe Biden has already gone too far. Put a stop to it. Then we come back to January 6th, which is going to be the campaign call, the only thing the Democrats really had to run on. And there's a developing story regarding Ashley Babbitt, the young woman who was shot. These are some new details you need to hear.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
At Interstate 44 in Hampton, you can find new business and opportunity where there had been nothing. That all changed when Jay Ackerman had a vision. He built the new Ackerman Toyota dealership on one corner. Now other businesses getting involved. Ackerman Toyota at Hampton, just north of Interstate 44. Ackerman Toyota for life.
People, keep on lighting. Soldier, keep on.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Welcome back. Those of you watching us live at Larry Connors USA Facebook YouTube channel. Larry Connors USA Facebook YouTube channel. Now, a lot of folks like this. They say, good to see you back on TV in a way. And you can be more expressive than you were. Yeah, because I can speak my mind here. When I was a news anchor, no one knew my views, nor should you. If you're going to be a true news anchor. What you have now, in many cases, folks posing as a news anchor, giving you what they say are facts, when in fact, the truth be, they are state-controlled media, giving you only what they are told to tell you. It is very similar, if not exactly the same, as you find in Russia, North Korea, and China. So I'm actually free to, I'm glad to be free of TV, to be quite honest. More folks have asked about it, said, no, actually, I like this better. And I think you're definitely going to like the YouTube channel streaming live. Remember, you can always subscribe, and if you miss some parts of it, we're putting up pieces and segments later. We're still working on breaking some of that out, but I encourage you again to simply subscribe. Very simple. Go to Larry Connors USA YouTube channel, mark down you want to be a subscriber, give us your email address, everything will be sent direct to you, make it a lot easier for you to sign on. There's no paywall. I'm not making any money on you watching or you getting it. It's just to help get you information. And, of course, on the airwaves for the broadcast of the radio station, in addition to missing it live if you miss the live presentation, always go to Larry Connors USA Facebook or LarryConnorsUSA.com, and you can get the previous that day's program and listen to it and share it with other people at that time. Great way to listen, too, and sometimes you're going home from work, you didn't have time to actually listen, and you put it in and play it back when you're ready. So I want to share a couple things from you. This thing that happened the other day in Texas incensed me immediately, and I'm sure it did a lot of you, and that was when this guy goes into the synagogue in Texas and holding the rabbi and several others in there hostage for 10 hours, and it only came to an end when a SWAT team was able to get a shot off and kill the gunman. I think that only happened because the rabbi in there finally took a chair and threw at him enough to distract him so others could escape, and that's when the SWAT team could move in. But the reaction from the FBI on the scene was, there's nothing here to indicate that this, let me see, the wording was, had anything to do with anti-Semitism or that these were Jews. As I pointed out yesterday, I could not even imagine how many churches, cathedrals, places of worship for Muslims, Buddhists, and others this guy had to drive past to get to this synagogue, much less various places of amusement or shopping. No, he went there for a purpose. And yet the FBI was kind of dancing around. I wasn't the only one upset, obviously. I want to share quickly a part of a commentary given by Rabbi, I hope I have it right, Botich. Shmuley Botich, I may be wrong, I apologize if I am. The Washington Post describes him as the, quote, most famous rabbi in America. He just published a book, Kosher Hate, How to Fight Anti-Semitism, Racism, and Bigotry. That's a good lesson we need to learn, isn't it? And he said in his piece that he wrote, American Jews are being asked to get used to something that European and Middle Eastern Jews have been accustomed to for thousands of years, namely to live with targets on their backs. He said the U.S. was always different. Yes, Jew hatred always existed, even here in America, but lately, but rarely in a violent manner. It was always much more of a, we won't let them into our country club type variety or quotas at leading universities. He said, now it's here. And it was for him, too, to see how the FBI agent in charge said the attacker, quote, not directly connected to the Jewish community. The attack had nothing to do with that. That the man was no part of any broader plan. The rabbi writes, come again? He said the agent's statements were incredulous. Seriously? The hostage taker, who did not go to the McDonald's, a mall, a church, but to a synagogue, same thing I pointed out earlier, went to where he would find Jews. He said the Texas attack dare not become the new norm for American Jews. And I'm telling you this, the anti-Semites and those of the Middle East, the terrorists, have said there will be more such attacks in America. And how? Well, because Biden has had our border open for a year, and they realize they can simply walk across the border. This guy actually had a visa given to him in the UK when he had a criminal record and came to the U.S., and after being here for 2 weeks, was able to secure a gun illegally. There will be a lot more on that. Now, the information that's come out about Ashley Babbitt. Ashley Babbitt was, of course, the young woman who was killed on January 6th. The Epoch Times says it has taken an analysis of the video of the media accounts. Often she was painted as violent, rioter, insurrectionist, who was angrily trying to breach the speaker's lobby. Now, she was shot while trying to crawl through the broken glass. And I have said, and at that moment, it's easy now to make a judgment, but at that moment, the Capitol Guard cannot let her inside the chamber, not knowing she's got a suicide vest on, not knowing what's in her backpack. Now, again, I'm not saying she was going to do anything like that. Never have said that, but he didn't know at that moment. And she had more than ample opportunity to not get to that point. Now, the Epoch Times, which I trust pretty extensively here, they're saying that pointing out she had served in the U.S. Air Force, military police officer, and that she was chatting with three officers from the Capitol Police and Metropolitan Police Department about 5 minutes prior to being shot and killed. All of those officers, they were all joking, laughing with her. In other words, having conversations. She wasn't getting out of control. She did begin to get upset when one of the rioters, as they call him, was leaning on one of the officers and then trying to push into the door, and he punched the window to the side of the officer's head. That's when Ashley got apparently upset. The video shows that she's angry over that. Her husband says, look, after repeatedly forcing myself to watch the murder of my wife, as he calls it, I've come to my conclusion that Ashley reached a point that she was in a very bad situation. Police weren't acting appropriately to what she was witnessing. And he said, I know her. She was not there to hurt anyone, and she was just trying to get out of there. He says, according to him, she feared for her life, so she climbed into the broken window to escape the rioters outside. There were numerous occasions that she could have stopped before she got there, but she's in with a bunch of them. They're yelling and making noise. Okay, they trespass. Get them for that. But there's no evidence she vandalized or caused any action whatsoever. She didn't break the window. The window was open, and others were encouraging her to go in. And, in fact, some of the a couple that were there watching some of this, one of them identified, trying to see if he was a member of the group there or maybe one of the officers, but noticed that a service pistol was aimed at the window and shouted out, hey, there's a gun. He's got a gun. But nobody could hear us. There's so much screaming. As she began to break in, or she didn't break the glass, but then as she began to crawl in, then he tried to get down on the ground, saying, I'm afraid his shot's going to go off. I want to make sure I get down. The Department of Justice has cleared the officer who was involved in the shooting death. But here's what I don't like. They didn't apparently ever question him or take a statement. That should have been routine. Based on what I see at this point and what I saw that day, he had a good reason to do what he did, not knowing, and knowing that she could not be allowed inside the chamber. Babbitt's husband says, I believe she was simply trying to get in there to get away from the rioters. It was getting out of control. That may well be true. I don't know. But I think it's worth us keeping in mind that maybe she became an innocent victim. Yes, she was inside, but she didn't mean to frighten the Capitol Police Guard. Maybe we'll never know that exactly. Coming up, don't say my name. Please stand by.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Welcome back. You're watching us live at Larry Connors USA Facebook, YouTube channel. Larry Connors USA Facebook, YouTube channel, or all listening on the radio. I said, do not say my name. I'm referring to, and my name's not on this list, I will assure you, unless somebody puts it on. I didn't do it. I'm talking about Ghislaine Maxwell, of course, who was Jeffrey Epstein's assistant in procuring often young underage women to go to his island for his personal pleasure, and sometimes hers, according to some of the testimony. And there were many men of stature who went to that island. And yes, Donald Trump apparently went there at one time. Bill Clinton went there numerous times. She has been fighting to not give out any of the John Doe names. In fact, she now faces up to 65 years in prison. She's 50 years old. She faces 65 years in prison after being found guilty last month in a New York federal court on federal charges of sex trafficking a minor. Now, weigh this out. You're 50 years old. You're being accused of helping bring women to Jeffrey Epstein. He did not kill himself. You want me to say that? The statement they all had put out and said, yeah, he did kill himself. That aside, she's 50 years old, looking at 65 years in prison. And it said, I won't give any names. I'm not going to name any. In fact, they'd even filed a statement saying, I'm going to keep the names of eight of them secret for sure. Now, a letter dated just the other day says that these documents are part of a defamation lawsuit brought against her by a man who claimed that Jeffrey Epstein abused her when she was a minor. And she wants those names released. Well, up till now, she did not want to give the names. But riddle me this. If you have a chance to start naming and providing evidence and testimony against some of the biggest names possibly in the world, and maybe some not so big to the general public but big in their circles, if that'll reduce that 65-year sentence, what are you going to do? I imagine there are quite a few guys out there shaking, worried. I said she's 50. She's 60. I correct that. She's already 60, but facing 65 years in prison. Oh, she's going to be naming names. And when she brings out those names and makes them public, there will be some hell to pay for those men in various ways, if it can be proven. One attorney pointed out that since the trial has come and gone, there's little reason to retain any protection order over all the information that she would have. So at this point, it appears the names of the John Does will be made public. And as I said, there will be hell to pay. That's assuming we all don't die of climate change before then. There's a new report out that says it might well happen. In fact, an article in Science Alert, a Science Alert statement, says, despite the objections of deniers, scientists are ringing the alarm bell, warning that grave declines in animal biodiversity around the globe herald the onset of what will be the Earth's sixth mass extinction. Did you know we've been extinguished five different times, I guess, or made extinct? They have a red list of threatened species, birds, mammals, amphibians. The red list apparently is heavily biased, that says in the text, because it's not really looking at others such as those who have a backbones, that would include primates of various types and man himself. But they do say that it's all going to come to an end. May I clue you into something that maybe you didn't know? I doubt it. This audience knows it. We're all going to come to an end, at least on this earth. What happens next? You may have some say in that now. Or then. Coming up in the next hour, MLK Day was yesterday, but it's back in the news because of some remarks being made regarding him and the very fact that people still say that there's racism keeping people from voting and they don't have a shred of proof. Stand by.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.